Hi, I just want to take the time to wish happy holidays and a happy new year to all my listeners. Thank you for keep on listening. This episode was recorded in May 2022, and it's about the new thing called NFTs. This was recorded with Lauren Turton. By the way, this is not financial advice. It's only for education purposes only. Please do your own research before you make any decisions. So on that note, thank you, and let's get started.
The reason why that is so important to me is because this is a time to get informed and get involved in something before it goes mainstream.
Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. I am your host, Richard, and I will be with you throughout this journey. This show is here to empower individuals to do more in life professionally. You will find a variety of topics that will help you to be more productive and more successful. So join me and the professionals from different industries as we bring education and knowledge for more success.
Hi, everybody. My name is Richard. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. Today, we're going to explore the world of NFTs, and I have the pleasure to have Lauren Turton. I hope I'm pronouncing the name right.
You are. That is how you say my name. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be a guest on your show and connect with you and your audience.
It's my pleasure to have you. And she's from the podcast Freedom with NFTs, and it's a very good podcast. That's why I brought her in. So I know she has a lot of insights in the NFT space. So everybody's going to learn a lot. So Lauren, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into the NFT space?
That's such a great question. And I love answering this because like most people who discover NFTs, it was by accident and it totally shook up my life. So pre-NFTs, I had a successful business coaching company. I worked with my clients to create and launch a high-ticket offer and then scale their businesses, leveraging organic marketing. And I've been featured in Forbes for the work that I've done. I also, before NFTs, was co-owner of a restaurant that was in the construction phase called Chow Chow Piadina, located in San Diego, California, in the neighborhood La Jolla. My life was set. Business was good. I was rocking. And in June of last year, I found out about NFTs and I went down the rabbit hole. The months of June and July, I spent hours immersing myself, learning about NFTs, connecting with people who knew about NFTs so that I could figure out what was going on with this technology and identify if I wanted to get involved in the space. I remember when the internet came out. I remember being 8 years old, 1994, in the suburbs of Dayton, Ohio, my parents getting our first computer. And I didn't know to do anything more with the computer than occasionally play a game after school. And then when social media came out, I didn't know to do anything more with social media than post photos of my food. I was 26 years old when Instagram came out. And for many years, I just used it as a way to connect with people, but not at a high capacity. It wasn't until 3 or 4 years ago that I learned the strategies behind social media and identified that it was a tool that I could use to scale my business. And then eventually I would help others scale their business. And over the last 5 or 6 years, I remember saying to myself, I'm not going to let the next big thing pass me by. I saw what happened when the internet came out. I experienced what happened when social media came out and quote unquote, sing the boat with that. And I knew I didn't want to do that again. So during my discovery phase of NFTs in June and July, I identified this is the next big thing. This is the next shift in technology. So after 2 months of reading and research and connecting, I decided on August 17th that I was officially entering the NFT space and I made my first tweet. So that is how I entered the NFT space by accident, but also not by accident because I had been on the lookout for many years for the next shift and change in technology.
Okay. So congratulations for your entering the NFT space.
Thank you so much.
What can you tell us a little bit? Because I'm studying like the NFT space, and you know, I listen to podcasts like yours and others on YouTube and different channels. I know we're still early in the NFT space. How long the NFT's been around, and what's the whole history behind it? Who are the OGs? I know kind of like a little bit, but for people who don't know.
So when you look at where we're at in regards to the history of NFTs, we're truly in the beginning stages of this technology. We're in the innovator early adopter phase. And the reason why that is so important to me is because this is a time to get informed and get involved in something before it goes mainstream. And this is a time where you can leverage and use anything that you know from the Web2 space. So for me, something that I did and how I found some success in the Web3 space is I identified the skills that I love the most from my business coaching life, which is educating, connecting with others, and speaking. And I put those three things together and I developed the podcast Freedom with NFTs. I didn't go down the route of trying to become something I was not. I'm not a tech person. I'm not a coder. I'm not a developer. And at some point I thought I did have to become that. But it was when I pulled myself back and I said, no, you can amplify the skill sets that you love in the NFT and Web3 space, and you can make your own way here. You can carve your own path. It was when I decided to stay in my own lane that's when I really fell into a good stride in this space. And so with being in the early adopter phase of Web3 technology, NFTs, we really have the freedom and the ability to pave our own way and to make changes in how we can show up in the world and how the work world can actually look like. That's one of my favorite things about the Web3 space is that people are coming in from the Web2 world and they're saying, we don't like this about what corporations did. We don't like what happened in regards to different groups of people being left behind. And we're going to change that in Web3. And that for me is really exciting to be a part of and to align with.
Okay. So celebrities are, I know celebrities are getting to the NFT space more and more. Some are buying NFTs and some are creating projects also. What do you think, what's the impact do you think celebrities will have on the NFT space?
It's interesting because you see some celebrities come into the space and you can identify that they didn't do their research. They're not actually in it for the long haul. They're in it for a quick money-making opportunity. And we see what happens with those projects. They're, you know, a cash grab or a rug pull. But on the flip side, there are some celebrities who have come into this space and really have learned about the technology, connected with the community, and have created projects that are going to have a long-lasting impact. I always have been a fan of Paris Hilton. I love how she shows up in the world, and I especially love how she shows up in the NFT space. I think it's incredible, especially as a female, that we have her in the space. Taking action and advocating for women. I think that's really special in the space. And so as we move towards mass adoption, it's going to be very interesting to see even more celebrity into the space. And it's like anything, you need to really do your own research and identify, is this a project you actually align with the values of, or are you just interested in this project because there's a celebrity name behind that? And I think that's something that people should have been more diligent about in the Web2 space. So carrying that over into the Web3 space as mass adoption happens is doing your own research, figuring out if you align with a project, and not just looking at the celebrity name that's attached to it.
Okay. And also you have companies, big companies that are getting to the NFT space also. What do you think about what's the impact you think that's going to have? And also for, that's big companies, but let's say for small companies, like small businesses, how could they benefit from that too, from the NFT?
When you look at big companies getting into the space, it's telling us that mass adoption is going to happen. Soon, everyone's going to have a crypto wallet. Soon, most companies are going to be using NFTs, just like almost every company uses social media now. So as we see the larger companies dropping NFT projects, it's solidifying that mass adoption is on its way. So for a small business owner like me, that's why I was so interested in learning about NFTs, how to leverage this technology, how to create utility, how to provide value to my communities using NFTs, how to connect with other communities in the space, because I know that this is going to be mainstream in 3 to 5 years from now. And again, like I shared earlier, I didn't want to miss the boat like I did with social media. I wanted to be at the forefront of this. And so for any small business owners that are listening to this podcast, I encourage you to get informed and get involved. What you're doing right now by listening to this podcast is the first step of getting informed and getting involved. The next step from there is starting a Twitter account. Follow me at @LaurenTurton_. And look at the people that I interact with on Twitter. And if you align with them, follow them as well. Another great resource in the NFT space is Twitter Spaces. This is an audio platform on Twitter where you can get together, kind of like a fireside chat, and connect with other people in the NFT and Web3 space. I host a Twitter Spaces every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with an incredible woman in the NFT space, Dr. Peace Uche, aka Doc Peace. And our show is all about allowing people to come on stage and sharing what it is they're working on, but more importantly, what it is that they're welcoming support with. And by allowing that to happen on stage, that's where connection happens, change happens. And so I invite you to get involved with me, my community, check out other people so that you can start getting your own community created and you have people to go to when you have questions. You need resources, you need answers. So you're not doing this journey alone. I remember when I first found out about NFTs, the months of June and July got pretty lonely. I only knew 2 or 3 people at that time that knew about NFTs. And so there were times where I was navigating the space by myself and I didn't have a community that I had aligned with. And to be honest, it got kind of dark at some times because I felt very, very alone. And I don't want that for anyone that's listening now. I want you to find community. I want you to find people to align with. That's only going to help aid your journey and for you to progress in this industry even quicker.
Who are the big players right now in the NFT space?
Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V. He has done so much for the NFT space. And I believe today is the 1 year anniversary from when he dropped VeeFriends. And if you take a look at what he's done in the space and how he has truly leveraged everything that he knew from Web2, brought it into Web3, learned about this technology, created utility of high value and created a community. It's absolutely incredible. And I was honored to interview him on the Freedom with NFTs podcast in real life in New York last year during the week of NFT NYC. And meeting him in person was very special because, you know, when you see some people online and when you meet them in person, it can be somewhat of a disappointment. Because who they are online isn't who they actually are. He's the opposite of that. Who you see online is who he is in person. He is so genuine, sweet. He remembers people. He remembers details. And that for me was really special to confirm that a person that myself and so many people in the space look up to is as genuine and as authentic in real life as he is online. So he recommends for anyone who's new to the space to do 50 hours of NFT homework. And right now, with this podcast, you're chipping away at the 50 hours of your NFT homework.
What are the hot projects right now at the moment that you know of?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm in build mode right now. So my head is down and I am working on projects that I am bringing to life. I've had to shut out a lot of noise and things in the Web3 space for the last couple of months while I've been in build mode. So I don't have my eyes on any projects. I'm not paying attention to things that are happening in the Web3 space right now, because there are a lot of things that are happening in the Web3 space. I see that things are happening, but I'm not getting dialed into the details because I need to focus on what I need to focus on in order to bring these projects to life.
Okay. So you're in the preparation mode of creating your own NFT project?
Yes, I am in the build phase of a project called SheQuest. And SheQuest is providing education, strategy, and support for women as they enter Web3 so they can create successful Web3 projects, as well as a program for women to become full stack devs. And then we're also creating a documentary of the leading women of Web3. We started filming the documentary about a month ago when I was in LA for NFT LA. And since then, we have been in build mode. So developing out the programs, putting together our advisors and our mentors for our future students, and then mapping out the game plan for how we're going to move forward with this project and bring it to life. And we're also exploring some different fundraising opportunities, doing some self-funding with a future NFT drop, and then also looking at different grants and funding from other platforms that are in the Web3 space. So that's what I've been focused on for the last few months. It's been really exciting. The way that I identified that women needed support in certain areas in the space is I'm coming upon my 1 year anniversary in the Web3 space, and I've really taken note during this journey on what problems women have when they enter the space. And I do this by doing market research with my community. I'm making sure to ask them questions and to have conversations with them, connect with them, and say, what do you need help with? What do you need support with? And I'm taking note on everything. I'm saying that's what women need support with: law, taxes, public speaking, how to create a training, how to create a virtual event, how to create an in real life event, things that I have experience from in my Web2 life. And we're putting all of these, all of this information together in these programs. And I'm also asking questions to other women who have incredible experience. What are you seeing in your community that women need help with? What do they need support with when they enter the space? And that's how we've been developing SheQuest.
And when do you think the project is going to come out this year in 2022?
Oh, absolutely. We've already started on the documentary portion of the project. Right now, we're in the development of the programs. We have an NFT drop that's going to be happening this summer. So we're working towards those steps, chipping away at the roadmap. It does take time, which is something I want people to understand who are new to NFTs. In order to create a project of substance, of long-term value that is going to provide for your community, you need to really think out this plan for the business that you're creating. A lot of people don't realize when they enter this space that an NFT project is more than just a project. You're starting a business. It's a startup. And so really taking your time and making sure that you're crossing your T's and dotting your I's, legal, taxes, contracts, all of those types of things are really, really important.
What are the, I know there's different categories of NFTs. You could buy art collectibles, there's profile pictures, there's, you could, you know, set up a contract like to, like for 2 or 3 years to go to an event or anything, concert or whatever. What are the different categories of NFTs?
You mentioned some of the main categories of NFTs, and something that's interesting I'll share with you that I created in the Web3 space. I mentioned earlier that I'm co-owner of a restaurant in San Diego called Chow Chow Piadina. We created a customer loyalty program using PoOps and NFTs. PoOps stands for Proof of Attendance Protocol. It's a free NFT to create, and it's a free NFT to obtain. Think of it as a ticket stub on the blockchain. And so what we created is a 5-tiered customer loyalty program using PoOps and NFTs. Every time you come into the restaurant and spend over $20, you get a PoOp. And every 6 times you come into the restaurant, you get an NFT that includes utility or unlockable content, like a free appetizer or glass of wine on your next visit. And I love talking about this project because it shows that NFTs aren't just some JPEG. There's actually utility that can be associated with it. Real estate's being done on the blockchain. I'm seeing yacht sales being done on the blockchain. It's absolutely endless what you can use NFTs for. And again, we're just at the beginning of this. So what we're going to see in the next 2, 3, 5 years and how people are using NFTs and blockchain technology is going to be absolutely incredible.
What about Discord? People heard probably Discords before. What's the whole purpose of having Discords like in the NFT space?
Discord is another form of community in the NFT space. Think of it like how people use Facebook groups. Discord is a platform that you can create different channels in, different ways to communicate with people in regards to just text or video or voice. And you can also create channels that are unlockable to certain people within your community. So it's a platform for the NFT community to connect on. I will say there is a learning curve to Discord. So if you're new to Discord and you're feeling overwhelmed with the setup and how you operate on there, don't worry, you will get used to it with time. I use Discord every single day, and still there are days where I'm like, ah, I don't understand what I'm doing on here. And then I just got to take a step back and say, okay, calm down, Lauren. This is what you do on Discord. It is a great way to connect with people in the Web3 space.
There's a lot of scams happening whenever something emerge. What are the things that people do in the NFT space, and how can people protect themselves?
One of the things that you'll see in the Web3 space is what is called a rug pull. And a rug pull is when a project will come out and they will promise certain deliverables or utility to their community. They will sell out the NFT project and then they'll just bounce. And the people who invested in the NFTs will not receive any of the utility, any of the deliverables that were promised. And the founders will just run with the money. So how can you prevent yourself from being a part of a rug pull? Do your own research, DYOR. You're going to hear that acronym a lot in the NFT space. What is it that you're doing your own research on? You want to look at the founders of any project that you might invest in and dig into who they are, their social media handles, their websites. What have they done in the past that solidifies that they could pull off what it is that they're promising? Dig into the community. Are their followers on Twitter or Instagram bots, or are they real? Get into the Discord. Are you talking to real people or are they bots? These are all things that you can do to do your own research to determine whether it's a rug pull or not. And you can even ask community managers or the founders, if you're feeling dicey about things, ask them to send you a message, get on a call with them. There's been several projects where I didn't know if I wanted to invest in the NFT or not. These are smaller projects. No part of me thought it was a rug pull or not, but you know, it was a couple $1,000 investment. And I just asked the founder, can I get on a call with you? I want to talk to you and talk this out. It is a business transaction that you're making. And they were more than happy to get on a call with me and answer any questions that I had. So do your diligence, really dig into the project that you're thinking of investing in to ensure that it's not a rug pull and that you're investing your money in people that are going to execute on what they say they're going to execute on.
Last question. If people want to have news and the latest news in the NFT space, updates, where can they find these information to be updated with what's happening in the space?
One of the best content creators in the Web3 space is Crypto Mason. He's on TikTok. And he posts some of the best, most informative content that is on TikTok. He is very unbiased and a very informative and educated person. And that's Crypto Mason, CryptoMason. He has a lot of imposter accounts, so make sure that you're following that actual account. I've been able to speak on panels with him at different NFT conferences and events, and he is such a delightful person in person as well. So I feel confident in sharing that he is a valuable and reliable resource in the Web3 space. And then from there on TikTok, you're going to find so many content creators that are showing up as their genuine, authentic selves and sharing their journey. I'm on TikTok as at Lauren Turton underscore, LaurenTurton_. You can take a look at who I follow and interact with on TikTok. And again, I can vouch for all of these people. I've met most of them in real life. Very genuine, trustworthy people who are sharing their journey. And this is a great way for you to learn while you are navigating the Web3 space.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Lauren, for your time and being on the show, on the podcast. I really appreciate it. I hope everybody got some value on this podcast. Make sure you follow her podcast, Freedom with NFTs. And where else can people find you? I'll have like some information in the show notes in the podcast, but where people can find you?
Twitter is my preferred platform, at LaurenTurton_, and TikTok. We can vibe on those two platforms together. And then from there, you'll be able to connect with the Freedom with NFTs podcast and anything else I have going on. I appreciate you having me here today. It's been an honor to connect with you and to connect with your audience.
No problem. It was a pleasure having you. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening to this podcast. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. So today we were exploring the world of NFTs with my guest, Lauren Turton, from the podcast Freedom with NFTs. And so check it out. She has a great podcast with amazing content. That's why I brought her in. So she's very good. And follow her also on Twitter. And what's the other place to you? On TikTok also, right?
Yes, TikTok and Twitter.
On TikTok. Like I said, there's going to be some information in the show notes from the podcast. So everybody, thanks a lot. My name is Richard. I was with Lauren Turton. And we'll see you, everybody, on the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time.